Hi. This week the question is, have the last days begun? Many people are looking at the events of recent days and have concluded that we're in the last days. They're predicting that the Battle of Armageddon or the tribulation period or the rapture or some other event is about to occur. All of these suppositions are based on a system of interpretation called dispensational premillennialism. With this system of Bible interpretation, certain passages from the New Testament are taken to be predictions of what's happening in our day and time. All of this is made popular by authors like Tim LaHaye, Hal Lindsey, Billy Graham, and others. And so our question this week is simply this: does the Bible specifically give signs of the end of time, and are we now living in those end times? First, does the Bible give specific signs of the end of time? And the answer is no. Several times we are told, for example, 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night." Now, just a simple question here. The Lord said His second coming would be like a thief in the night. Does a thief in the night usually give warning signs or indicator signs that he's approaching? Of course not. The Lord's point is that He will return unexpectedly, and therefore it behooves everyone to be ready constantly and watching. Jesus said in Mark 13, verse 35, "Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch." Since we cannot therefore know when the master is going to return, it's foolish for men to read Bible passages and think that they can determine how close his return might be. The system of interpretation called dispensational premillennialism is an extremely speculative and subjective system of interpretation. But what about those passages which seem to speak about signs of the last days? How are we supposed to understand those passages? We have just time to look at one such passage. Please notice with me Matthew 24. I start reading with verse 1. "Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and His disciples came up to show Him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, 'Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down.' Now, as He sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?' And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows." In verse 6, I want you to notice Jesus gives signs to look for: wars, rumors of wars, and so forth. And many people interpret these signs to be signs of the end of time. But look carefully at the context, and you will see what Jesus is speaking about. In verse 3, the disciples had asked three questions: when will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming? And what will be the signs of the end of the age? The question, "when will these things be?" refers to the destruction of the temple and the city of Jerusalem. And this occurred in AD 70 when the Roman army came and destroyed the city of Jerusalem, just like Jesus predicted here. Notice Matthew 24, verse 16. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. In verse 20, pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. First, those in Judea helps us to see that these signs are not of the end of the world, but they are signs of the destruction coming to Judea. Also, the mention of the Sabbath day refers to those living inside the walls of Jerusalem. On the Sabbath day, the gates of the city were shut. If the Roman army comes to destroy Jerusalem while the gates of the city are closed, the disciples of the Lord would be trapped and could not escape that city and the destruction that was coming. Therefore, the Lord told the disciples to pray that these things would not happen on the Sabbath day. And so there would be absolutely no misunderstanding. Notice Matthew chapter 24, verse 34. Jesus said, "Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place." When Jesus spoke of this generation, he was referring to the people living during his own lifetime. Look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 16, and Matthew 12, verses 41 and 42 as examples that this generation refers to those people living in the days of Jesus. Jesus is telling us that everything prophesied before verse 34 would occur during the lifetime of that generation which was living in the first century with Jesus. All these signs, which are commonly taken for signs of the end of the world, are actually signs of Jerusalem's destruction. The Lord then began to speak of the end of the world in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. He says, "But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only." In other words, there are no signs of the end of the world. No one knows but the Father only. So in summary, the events of recent weeks have been terrible, but the Bible did not specifically predict them. Each passing day, we are obviously one day nearer to the end of the world than the day before, but there are no signs given to indicate the end of the world. The Lord will come as a thief in the night, and we must all be constantly watching and waiting lest that day come upon us unaware. All of the hype and sensational books which are being written are not based on accurate Bible interpretation. They're strictly speculative and rest solely upon the opinions of mere uninspired men. Well, thanks for considering our message this week on Bible Talk. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words, willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.